Erevin Perek Ches Mishnah Vav 8-6. The rest of the Perek will turn to the topic of Eruvi Chatzeros as it applies when you get water involved. Water is an interesting part of the equation because water is fluid and moves a bit. So in the previous Mishnah we had said that if you had two different Chatzeros, halachic zones, in the case of the previous Mishnah happened to be one upstairs, one downstairs, and you had, let's say, a platform that was shared equally by both of them, so that neither one could transfer to or from that platform into their homes, or from their homes to the platform. And because it's a shared space, and since they're not a single Eruv, but rather two separate, they've made two separate Eruv Chatzeros, so then they can't use that joint area. Our Mishnah is going to set up the following scenario. You have a bore. This is a water cistern. And above the bore, you have a fence, let's say, and on either side of the fence you have a chatzer. So you have two chatzeros, each one is independent, and they've done an Erev chatzeros amongst themselves. There's no connection one to the other. But on the partition that separates between the two chatzeros, beneath them there is a big water cistern. You can kind of imagine it perhaps as, let's say, like an in-ground swimming pool, where you have like a fence running across the middle of it. So which means that it's clear from the, I'll call it the geometry, the architecture, that there's half of the cistern in one chatzer and half in the other chatzer. The problem is the water could flow from one side to the other side, and therefore it sort of feels like a commingled and common area which serves both of them. Now, the Mishnah wants to answer the following question. What kind of partition is required to designate this half of the cistern for Chatzer A's use, and this half of the cistern for Chatzer B's use, permitting each of them to make use of the water inside the bore? Now let me just make sure something's clear here. This is a side point, but an essential point. I've said it before. The whole restriction of Eruvi Chatzeros is transferring from the Chatzer into the private home, or from the private home into the Chatzer. Transferring from one Chatzer, where something started on Shabbos, you have like a bucket started in Chatzer A, and to transfer that bucket into Chatzer B on Shabbos, remember we're talking all Rosh Hashanah Yachatz here, that's not a problem. From communal to communal, from Chatzer to Chatzer, doesn't require some larger, say, Shutuvim Mavos or something like that. The restriction is transferring from the private home into the quasi-private Chatzer or back inside again. So our mission here is going to be concerned with, in this Halacha Lamaisa, if, let's say, you had a bucket that you want to fill up and bring back into your house with the water. So now, you couldn't take the water from the cistern that's on the edge of your chatzer and bring it into your house unless it's clear that this is your half of the cistern and it belongs to your chatzer and it's included in the Eruv Chatzeros, and the other chatzer has their half of the cistern. So what kind of partition do you need? So the Mishnah says, Bor shebein shtei chatzeros. If you have this water cistern, this hole in the ground that straddles two different chatzeros, and there's a mechitza down the middle above it. Ein mamalin mimenu b'Shabbos. The Mishnah says you can't draw water from it on Shabbos, meaning and bring it into your house or from kiln that came from your house. Ela imken asulo mechitza gavoa sar tfachim bein milamala bein milamata bein mitoch ogno. You can't fill up water from that mechitza, from that cistern, unless you first establish a mechitza. Now, you might be scratching your head and saying, wait a second, there is a mechitza directly above the cistern. There's the fence. And this fence could function with the general principle of like a mechitza tluya and a hanging mechitza, where you have the principle of good achis, yord vesosam. You can like extend the partition downwards, and that should be sufficient. And in fact, we'll see later on, there is a sheet like that, Rabbi Yehuda. However, the Tana Kama here and the halacha ultimately doesn't recognize that as being sufficient, because it's not clear from the fence alone that you're intending to divide this cistern in half. The cistern kind of feels like two separate zones. And if you don't have a partition which is clearly put there to divide the cistern into two halves, the fact that there's a fence running above it is not sufficient, says the Tana Kama and the Halacha. So the Tana Kama says you have to make a special partition inside this cistern, inside the in-ground pool. Now, according to Tana Kama, you have lots of options. For example, one option is if you could do it from what's called lamala. Lamala means above the water. What that means is that the partition, of course, has to be at least 10 tefachim high. That's always the rule for partitions. So this partition, this mechitza, can be above the water, meaning only one tefach touches the water, but 9 tefachim are above the water. Or it can be lamata, from down below, meaning that it's 10 tefachim, 9 of which are in the water, only one of which comes out of the water. Or even metoch ogno, within the walls of the bore, the swimming pool itself. That means it's actually not even touching the water. It's like the water's low down, which is probably very common when it comes to water cisterns, let's say in the summertime. So as long as within the hole, like within the pool, the bore, you have this 10 tefach tall partition within the hole, like beneath the surface of ground level, but not yet touching the water, still it's clear that that is intended to divide the bore into two halves, one to each of the two respective chatzeros, and that's sufficient to be a divider to allow each person to have clearly access to one zone, not the other zone, which would be sufficient for drawing water. Okay? Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees. He disagrees that it's so simple as that. He actually understands that there's a machlokas between Beis Hill, Beis Shammai, on this point. And Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, Omer, Beis Shammai omrim milamata. Beis Shammai says your only option of those three is from beneath, meaning that you have to have at least 9 tefachim in the water and 1 tefach above the water. That 1 tefach above the water is essential so you can see it from the outside that there's a partition there. But it basically has to be primarily in the water. That's Beis Shammai Shita. Beis Hillel Omrim Milamala. Beis Hillel actually adds a second option. They say yes, if you have it 9/10 in the water, that's okay, and there's one above. But even if you have 9/10 out of the water, from above the water level, and just one tefach goes into the water, that's also sufficient, says Beis Hillel, according to Rabban Shimon Gamliel. According to Shimon Gamliel, however, neither Beis Shammai nor Beis Hillel allow for this metoch ogno, this mechitze within the middle of the airspace of the bore, of the cistern, which is not touching any water at all. They don't allow, neither allow for that, according to Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Finally, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, lo sehe mechitza gedola min hakosel shebeneihem. Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't understand what you're going on about here. The whole way that these mechitzas are working, according to you, whether it's above or below or in the middle, is this principle of you have a mechitza tuliyah, this hanging mechitza, and then you're dividing, extending the partition down to the ground through this principle of gurachis. So he says, listen, what's the problem? You've got a mechitza, and the fence that divides the chaseros directly above the bore. That is your hanging mechitza, and that divides into two halves. And that should be totally sufficient. That's what he says here, Amar Yehuda. Lo yisei mechitza gedola min hakosel shebeneihem. There's no greater mechitza than the whole wall that divides above. But the others reject that. They say, since it's not nikar, it's not evident that that fence is serving as a partition for the bore, the cistern, so it's not okay. You need to have a specifically designated mechitza that will divide the two halves. Halacha here, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, is like Beis Hillel, as Rabban Shimon Gamliel describes it, meaning you can have the mechitza being milamala or milamata, as long as you have one tefach above, at least, and one tefach in the water, and a total of 10. That's going to be sufficient. And again, this is only a restriction if you intend to bring it into the water into your home or from fill it up with kalim from your home. But if you're just keeping the water in the chatzer, then none of this is necessary. You could draw water from the chatzer and drink it in the chatzer from either side without the partitions and whatsoever, because you can transfer from one chatzer to another chatzer, at all events, without setting up any further eruv chatzeros.